Would you ever say who all were there?
Might.
Would say
I'd
who
most
all?
Likely say who was there.
You would. Would you be asking, would there be a difference there if you said who was there and who all were there? Would you perhaps be asking for more of a listing of names if you said who all?
Mm-hmm.
You'd want more explicit information?
That's right.
Have you ever heard someone say who all's children were there?
No.
And you would not use that
yourself.
What about what all did he say? For example, one of your friends met a man somewhere, and would you ever say what all did he have to say?
I don't quite get the meaning of that question.
Would you be likely to use the expression what all, as in what all did he have to say? Or what all did he say?
If I want to know everything he said, I might say, what all did he say?
So, I'm getting the impression that in your mind, probably adding the all to who all and what all.
All means all.
Means you want detailed.
That's right.
Information. Mm-hmm. And that would be asking for more than just saying who was there or what did he say.
Yes. What all did he say? I'd want to know everything he said.
Did you ever hear anyone say what all's, using it in the possessive? What all's?
No.
I can't think of an example myself.
No.
What kind of bread is baked in loaves?
Light bread.
Anything else that you think of?
Raisin bread. Brown bread.
What other kinds of bread do you think of made with flour?
The rolls.
Anything else?
Cake. If you call cake a bread.
I guess some kinds would be, wouldn't they? Anything else? What's the kind of bread that you may have for breakfast if you don't have toast? Someone may, they may.
Biscuit? Rolls? Pancakes?
All right. These, when you are eating, when you have your breakfast, talking about this bread that you have for breakfast, you'd say, we baked a big pan of?
A biscuit, or rolls, or bread.
Right. Bread made with cornmeal is?
Cornbread.
Are there different kinds of cornbread?
Good and bad.
Oh.
Catherine makes good.
Oh, I'm glad.
The one before Catherine made bad.
And do you know how she makes hers?
Well, she uses strictly cornmeal. Some people put too much flour in.
She doesn't use any flour.
No.
All right. Do you know what else she puts in?
Oh, she puts, it depends on the kind of milk. If you use sweet milk, then you use baking powder, no soda. If you use buttermilk, then you use soda and baking powder.
Does she bake hers or fry hers?
Bakes it. Shaped like little ears of corn.
And do you call those any kind, special kind of cornbread? Or is it just cornbread?
No, just cornbread.
Ever call them corn sticks?
Corn sticks. Mm-hmm.
They're corn sticks.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What if you bake them in little tins?
Corn muffins.
All right. Now, is a muffin always corn?
No. Oh, not at all. You could have a cake muffin. Muffins could be made of flour.
I was 30 years old before I realized that a muffin wasn't corn.